So, how do you gain clients on social media? Let's talk about it. Welcome to Living Limitless. I'm your host, Emily Dawn, full-time entrepreneur and coach for coaches. This is the place for you to be if you want to live your life with time, money, and location freedom, because life is too short to have a backup plan. Thank you for joining me in today's episode, where we're diving into exactly that, utilizing social media to gain clients for your service-based business, whether you're a coach, consultant, or another service provider online. Number one is to know your business. So if you haven't listened to part one, where I talk about how to build a coaching business in 2021, make sure you check out that episode where I go over your who, what, how, and why. So, building a strong brand online for your coaching business. So, once you know that, once you know your foundations, it's time to pick one platform. Pick one social media platform to focus on because you want to stay on track and you don't want to spread yourself too thin. As somebody who at the beginning was doing Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, I can tell you that it's not worth it and it's not sustainable. I could sustain it for a bit, but I wasn't seeing the traction I wanted in my business. The moment I decided to let go of LinkedIn and then finally let go of Instagram and solely focus on Facebook, I saw tremendous amounts of growth. Yes, this is how I grew my Facebook group to 6,000 plus members in 6 months. It's when I decided to let go of the LinkedIn, let go of the Instagram, and just focus on Facebook. So maybe your primary platform isn't Facebook, but if it is, I highly recommend you utilizing the groups to grow your business and community. You can also, of course, choose Instagram or LinkedIn, always having in mind why the social media platform was created, who your ideal client is, and which social media platform is going to serve you, your business, and of course, your ideal client in the best way possible. So once you've picked your one social media platform, it's time to optimize your profile on that platform. An optimized profile becomes a funnel of its own. So when your ideal client comes to your profile, they view it and say to themselves, "This is the person for me. This is what I need. This is what I've been looking for." That's exactly what you want, and that's what an optimized profile allows for. So once you've picked your primary platform, once you've optimized your profile, which clearly expresses who you are, who you serve, and how you serve, as well as directing people to their next steps in working with you then want to have your routine. Because now you have your profile made, but you want your profile to be working for you, not against you. And that comes along with your routine. Your business growth routine should have a few different elements. And I'm telling you, this took me way too long to figure out and completely changed my business once I figured out, oh, when I consistently apply this routine for a couple hours each day, I see tremendous amounts of growth. So the four elements of a business growth routine is an action that is going to grow your network and/or audience. So if you are on Instagram, you're going to do a daily action that will grow your following. If you're on Facebook and you're utilizing a Facebook group, you're going to do a daily action to grow your Facebook group. Okay, that's the first part of your growth routine. Second is engaging. Being an engaging member or engaging follower is so important, not just for the algorithm, but also for the participant, the person who is the receiver. So when you leave a genuine comment on somebody's post, when you are a fan of somebody and you are active on somebody's profile, it doesn't go unnoticed by that individual. And when you are of interest to that person, they're going to think of you as that go-to person. And that's what you want. You want to be the go-to person when people are thinking of the service you provide. Next part of your growth routine is a lead generation activity. So what's going to actively generate you leads for that day? Is it going to be you going live on IGTV? Is it you going to do a Reels post with a strong call to action? Is it you posting on LinkedIn about a personal testimony? What is actively generating you leads? And final step of your growth routine is asking for a sale. That could be in the DMs, that could be on a sales call, that could be on a Facebook Live, wherever you may be doing it, asking for the sale. So let me reiterate, your business growth routine has four elements: something to grow your audience, something that engages, something that is a lead generation activity, and something that asks for a sale. Okay? Know your offer, be confident in it, show up, and give value. Give value, give direction, and see traction, see growth, and continue to love showing up for your business. Thoughts do not get results. Action does. So don't allow your mind to hold you back from taking action. We can think about what we want to do with our business. We can think about wanting to send that message. We can think about talking about this on a Facebook Live, but thinking about it is not going to get you clients. It is not going to get you business. Going out there and actually doing that live, going out there and actually sending that message, that is what is going to grow your business and increase your income. So how do you gain clients on social media? You know your business, you pick one platform, you optimize your profile, you have a business growth routine that you apply consistently, you know your offer, you share your value, you show up, and you take action. I am all about simplicity. You can probably tell by this episode that I like breaking it down as clear as possible so that you can apply without confusion and have clarity for your next steps in business. If you want to know how I was able to optimize my time, create a business growth routine that aligns with my goals and also the life I desire to live, while simultaneously gaining clients through social media and how I help my clients do the same, then definitely go to my Instagram or my Facebook profile and DM me the word clients. By DMing me the word clients, you're letting me know that you are ready to step up in your business, gain clients through social media without the headache, without the confusion, without the burnout. We can get chatting on what that's going to look like for you, your business, and your life so you can start achieving your business goals without the frustration. Looking forward to hearing from you, and I will catch you in the next one. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, be sure to rate and subscribe. To connect with me further, you can find me in my Facebook group, Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches, or on Instagram at Emily Dawn Coach. You can also check out the show notes to get direct links, and I will catch you for the next episode.